This is part two of how important money is, how important financial abundance it is, wealth is. And by financial abundance or wealth, what I mean is what we need in our lives. And for each individual, that's different. And it also changes from time to time. I look at it sort of like driving a car. You want to go faster, you step on the gas pedal, the motor gets more gas, and you go faster. You let go of the gas pedal, the motor gets less gas, and you slow down. And that's the same thing with abundance. That's the way it should be working. You know, we need more, we step on the gas a little bit, more comes in, we need less, less comes in. It just flows. It's like a garden hose, according to what our needs are. For some people, they don't want to be ahead of a business or running a business or a big house. See, for myself, I don't want a business. I don't want to be running a business with employees. I have no interest in it. For other people, that is exactly what they want. For myself, I would rather work by myself, basically doing something like filing. I enjoy that more than I do writing and recording all this stuff. I mean, that's really what I enjoy doing. But I could do either one. Either one would be fine with me in a sense. But I don't like the idea of it being related to my inflow of financial abundance. There's what I do, and there's financial abundance. The two don't necessarily have to totally relate. A lot of people that I've met in my past have done one thing, but made most of their money from somewhere else. That's the way it is sometimes. If we allow the financial abundance to come, the universe will find a beautiful route that works best for itself, for everyone involved, for you. Especially if we just allow the abundance to flow wherever it comes from. We still do whatever we would do, but we just separate the two. We don't depend, let's say, just on the job to make our money. We depend on the universe for our abundance, and we depend on our growing ability to allow the flow of abundance to come in. So that means different things for different people. For someone that likes to build big buildings, malls, skyscrapers, they need a very large abundance and a very large flow of dollars. Someone that prefers to live quietly at the edge of the woods in a small cabin, very quiet lifestyle, peaceful, likes to watch deer go by and raccoons and so forth, he needs a smaller amount of abundance. It just depends on what we want to do as an individual. Over time, money has gotten this bad rap. We've, in our heads, made it evil, greedy, all kinds of things that has nothing to do with money. Money's a piece of paper. Whether you trade chickens when you go to the store or money, doesn't matter. I prefer to have the cash, thank you very much, because I would rather have $100 in my pocket than 10 chickens when I go to the grocery store. Or if I do a little job tiling, or someone wants a book or something, I'd prefer him not to send me any chickens. I had to stop and laugh here for a minute. The visual part of that is quite funny. See, we've created this exchange because it's energy. We're exchanging energy in a sense. We're exchanging the source of all that is. Just exchanging it, allowing it to flow. That's what we do. And if we joyfully do that, and at the same time, of course, allowing it to come in, and that's what all this is about, we all have gotten a pretty good ability at making it go out there, but we're not very good at letting it flow in. The thing is, the universe is trying to pump it in because it serves the universe. All that is of great purpose when we allow the wealth to come into us, the amount that we need for ourselves. Which means everyone doesn't need 3.6 million. Some need more, some need less. But, you know, in the process, we use the 3.6 million basically to open up the flow. So whether we treat chickens, whether we trade diamonds, gold, you know, gold is just a stone in the earth. Diamond is basically a stone in the earth. It has no value whatsoever to the universe in a sense. It couldn't give a rat's ass how many diamonds you want. You want a truckload full, it can deliver that to you. If you allow yourself to receive it, the universe will give it to you. It has no meaning to it whatsoever. It could give you a load of shit or a load of diamonds. You ask for it, you will receive it if you allow it in. That's all it's to it. It to the universe, it's no more difficult to dump a load of diamonds on your lap than a load of shit. It's all the same to it. The universe is unconditional. It does not judge. It does not have a limit to the amount. We create that limit. We create it. There's no limit to diamonds on this planet. Matter of fact, they're so abundant that the amount of diamonds that are put in the marketplace is strictly controlled in order to try to hold the price and value of diamonds, because other than that, they would become worth very little in a very short time, because they are actually so abundant, so many around, that we would not put the value on them anymore. So we restrict the amount to get the value. You see what's happening here? Sometimes we do the same thing in our heads with money. We want to put this great value on it because we're afraid that if everybody has a lot of it, then it has no meaning anymore, no value anymore. To some people, it's a statue symbol if they have a lot of money. And if everybody has a lot of money, well then, everybody's kind of the same. It's no big deal anymore, right? Same thing happens with a lot of things. Regardless, we accept these silly notions sometimes and we don't even realize we accept them. What we want is to allow the flow of abundance in. That's what we're interested in. The rest sorts itself out. This planet, the universe, has been here for a millennia and will be here for another millennia. This time that human beings are on this planet is like a speck of a split of a second in comparison to the millennia that everything has been here. Realize that the thing about money, all these stigmas we have about it, we've put it on there. It doesn't exist. It's a piece of paper. I mean, if you wanted to put that stigma on a chicken, I could kind of see that, but on a piece of paper that we ourselves print, and that the bankers print at their own desire whenever they feel like it. They feel they want to put more currency in, less currency in, whatever. You know, the point is, just let it flow. Forget all that stuff and let it flow. Concentrate on having. Focus only on having. Think about having, what it's like having, to the point where there's an emotion of having. Not of lack, not even of receiving, but of having. Because if we go into the receiving, then we're always in the receiving, not in the having. What we want to be is more or less in the having. So here's an example with the car. Sometimes it's nice to have a motor that's a little bigger than what we need. Because for those times when we need that little bit of extra juice, for some people that's important too, because they go from needing very little to requiring a lot for a short period of time, and then requiring very little for short periods of time. See, so everybody's requirements are a little different, and the universe is happy to give it in whatever manner that you feel you require it to be as creative in your life as possible. I'll give you an example of what it's like to have an endless abundance and knowing it. You go to a small farmer's market and there is little granny. She's made a bunch of peaches, like, you know, peach preserves, preserved peaches in jars. Yummy. Now, she opened one and she's got little slices and you taste it and you just think you've gone to heaven. And you go look at the jar and it's $8 a jar. What a deal. And you say, how many you got, granny? Well, she says, I made 100 this year, and she's pretty proud of them. And I says, I'll take them all. All 100. And I'll tell you what, I'll even give you the jars back. She almost falls over. You see, my abundance now becomes also her abundance. Instead of slugging away week after week, selling a few of them, hauling them back home, bringing them back here, she gets to sell the whole works. I tell you what, you should see the look on her face, how happy that woman is. I think she just lost 10 years off of her age. In other words, got younger by 10 years. Couldn't believe it at first. Me, I got me a nice stockpile of peaches that money can't buy. It's a gift from the universe. It's something I wanted. She wanted the abundance. I don't know what for, but she needed it probably in a lump sum. Now she's got $800 in a lump sum. Plus she's getting the jars back. She doesn't have to buy new jars next spring, which is a big bonus to her because it's something she likes. She likes to have her own jars back. So everything is clicking for her. She doesn't stop telling people. People ask her, so how's your peach sales going, Grandma? How many did you sell? I sold them all. One person came in, he tasted them, he said they were the most wonderful thing he's ever tasted in his life, and he bought them all. That sticks with her forever, for the rest of her life, the amount of joy that brought her. And you know what? Think about the joy now that that money has brought someone. And you know what? I didn't give it to her. I just simply allowed the universe to give it to me. And I just allowed it to flow out, to pass on. The universe knew what I wanted because as I'm walking through the farmer's market, I was sort of envisioning, what would I like? I mean, of my past, what did I really like? And then I remembered peaches. Homemade preserved peaches. Oh, what a special thing. And then I remembered there was never enough. You know, I never quite got my fill of them because it seemed like I was cut off before. So then I realized very quickly, oh, that's my thoughts on preserved peaches, that there's never enough. You never really get enough. You know, you get a little bit in the taste and you get to eat a couple and then you just got the craving really going and that's it, you're cut off. So I realized what I have to do is remember it differently. Like there's an abundance of it. Like this year there's an incredible abundance of peaches. And someone has got the very best and put them all together and canned a whole bunch so that I can have 2 big jars every week. That's about right. Well, actually, I'll probably eat 4 jars or 5 jars the first 2 weeks each week. And then I'll cut down from there. But I realized that I have to put an abundance of them in my head. Remember them as an abundance. That there's always plenty. That there's a root cellar stacked with them. And then I put that in my mind. And a few weeks later, me and Granny meet. Well, it's me, Granny, and the universe. All 3 of us come together. The universe brings me the abundance. I pass it on to Granny. Granny made the peaches, which she's so proud of. I mean, that's something that's really special to her. She loves doing it. It's not about the money for her. She loves passing them out to family. And in order to cover the cost, she sells a few jars every year. And that covers the cost of it. It makes her happy. Everybody's happy because of that money. Now, take the money away. I go to the farmer's market. I barely got $8. I sort of scrape up and buy 1 jar. Yeah, it passes around a little happiness. Nothing like the happiness that I just explained. Nothing compares to that. I mean, the peaches are gone. I'm still talking about them. Here's the funny part. This summer I went to the farmer's market. Beets, canned beets, sliced up and put in jars. Homemade canned beets are another one of my favorite. But they got to taste just right. There was a bunch of them there on a table. I went there. I didn't buy them all. I got silly. That day I was feeling a lack of money or something like that. I was more in my head running around with lack than abundance. But there they were. The universe put them right in front of me, right there. I don't need 100 of them. There was about the right amount. I think there was 10 jars, which is just right for me for a year. Only bought one. Let me tell you, they were the best I have ever tasted. And that's it. They're gone. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I was a stupid ass and I let lack get into my life. I focused on lack instead of abundance. So now what do I have? I have lack. Thanks very much. You know what? Lack sucks. If you want to be scared of money, be scared of it. It's good for you. Stay there. That's fine. It's okay for you to stay there. If you want to be afraid of it and not have it and work like a bastard for it all your life, scraping away pennies, end up with very little, that's what you want. The universe will give it to you. You have a right to experience that, to live that, and I, or the universe, will never try to take it away from you. But I just want to tell you about my side and what I really enjoy. And if you enjoy what you have better than what it sounds like I'm trying to achieve, well then, everything is A-okay. If not, well, let's play along then and see what we can create. See, everything is different for you than it is for me, because you want different things. You might not even like peaches. Maybe it's pears. Maybe it's apples. I don't know. Who knows? Know what it is with you. The point is, if we choose to have abundance because we feel that would bring us joy, then we should allow it, because through it, we will bring the whole world joy. See, if you really want to do something for this world and the people in it, allow abundance to flow. Because that's what creates peace. That's what creates love. That's what creates joy. Well, it doesn't necessarily create it. It sets the table for it. And this is why I say money is love. And if you don't think so, well, you should have seen me eating those peaches. You should have seen me passing that money on for the peaches. You should have seen her holding that money for the peaches. You would have saw love. I saw love. I tasted love. See, that abundance also allows her to put love into what she's doing. Without abundance, you can't do it. It's more of a struggle than it is a joy and ability. When you have the financial wealth and abundance that's required for whatever you're doing, then you have the ability to do what you do in an ever more special way, because you're focused on it, not on all your requirements. Because your requirements are taken care of. So your art gets better. Your construction gets better. Your accounting is better. Your whatever you do that you like to do, whatever it is that you do, your planting, if you're a landscaper. You know, if you're free from the requirement of the financial part, your work will change dramatically. It will become more creative, more inspired, because the universe can really work through you and allow, you know, you allow that inspiration then to flow, because with abundance at the same time comes enormous inspiration to do stuff. People get afraid that if you have abundance, you get lazy, you don't do anything. Ah, that's baloney. That's so much baloney. Abundance does exactly the opposite, because when you have abundance, you want to do stuff. You don't just sit and pick your nose. You want the best of everything. You want to watch the best movies, eat the best food, cook the best food, taste the best things, drive the best boats, build the best boats. All kinds of things you want to do. And when the abundance flows, you have the ability for that, in a much greater sense than before. That's how important money is. But to each individual, it's different. You know, we have to allow each individual to experience it in the amount and in the manner that serves them the best. And only you in the universe can decide that together. No one can really decide that for you. Neither can you decide it for me. Years ago, I had someone write me with my very first book, and he was totally upset that I put the lottery stuff in that book. He was totally upset that someone might get something for not doing any work, might get something for nothing, and he thought that was such a sacred disgrace. Yet, the man was living in the Philippines, you know, where he pays people next to nothing to do the work for him, where instead of living here, he has to pay 10 to 100 times more for the same labor that he gets done there. That's funny, isn't it? See, as long as someone else is working like an ass for their money, it's okay for him to get it fairly easily, and for him to get it stuff fairly cheap. Anyway, that is his problem. If he wants to see it that way, his life experience will be that way. The universe will not judge it and will give him exactly what he wants. And there will be people who will agree with him on the bottom end of the scale, where they will come and work for him for next to nothing, because that's what they feel the way it should be. And if that's what they feel the way it should be, well, that's fine. It's not my job to change their mind. It's not my right. But if they do want to make a change, well, then the possibility for that should be there. And the universe certainly wants to give it if you want to change it. If you're wealthy and you want to be poor, the universe will help you there too. It is totally unjudgmental. It doesn't care if you've been good, been bad, in your manner, in your speaking, or what someone else judges you. No. The universe is unconditional. Unconditional means non-judgmental. Means it cannot judge. Absolutely not. If there's any judgmental, it is not unconditional. And if it's not unconditional, then it's a human bullshit.